Good evening, good evening, good evening. I greet you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is John Mamawulo. What a beautiful Monday. The time is exactly 6:06. I have just entered into the studio tonight as we are going to talk about your life is a journey. Now, the name of this show is called Time to Meditate. That is a daily show that we are always having. It starts at 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. 6 o'clock CAT, which is Central African Time, until 9 o'clock CAT, Central African Time. The time is exactly 6:07 CAT, Central African Time. You are just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The station that bring hope to the hearts. And normally do before we start our show, we start our show by prayer. Now, what I'm going to do is the song that is playing on the background. It's a song that is saying God of Wonders by Elijah Oliyende. God of Wonders, that you do marvelous thing. You are God of Wonders. We glorify your name. Now, what I'm going to do now, we are just going to play the song. The song that will lead us to God. And with that song, we will pray. And we will ask God to come and be with us. Let me just welcome each and every listener who have just tuned in. All the world from France, America, USA, Namibia, Botswana, all continent of the world. I greet you and I welcome you tonight. And it's going to be awesome. Now, let me just play the song. The song that we are going to use to pray, it's a song by it's a song by Don Moon saying Our Father. Then after the song, as the song will continue to play, and then what I will do is I will pray, and I believe that Heavenly Father will help us, and it will be awesome. It is a Monday. What a beautiful Monday here in South Africa. In Midrand, it seems that it's about to rain. Here it's about to rain. Now let me just play this song. After the song, hear the song.
As it rises to heaven, may your glory
Now, let's pray this evening. We say, Lord, as we are just starting our show that is called Time to Meditate, we are praying, we invite you, Lord, to come and be with us tonight. And we are saying, Lord, whatever that we have done that is against your will, forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are praying, Lord, in Jesus' name, we invite you tonight. I pray to each and every listener who have just tuned in, each and every listener who have just who is listening now to us on this show that is called Time to Meditate. I pray, I say, Father, because the name of this show is called Time to Meditate, and we are by the grace radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. I pray, one who have just listened, and I believe that their life will never be the same again. Our life will never be the same again. Our hearts will be restored. Our soul will be restored. And our mind will be restored as well. I pray, Lord, I say, Father, be with us. Now, as I told you that today is a Monday, I hope that your day was fine. Because what I have noticed, what I have learned is, what I have noticed is, I believe that people, they are calling today's day Blue Monday, meaning they call Monday Blue Monday. I think the reason being is maybe they have their reasons why do they call Monday Blue Monday. But I don't know, what do you call Monday? Because some people, because of being tired, because they are tired, they end up being calling Monday Blue Monday, because whatever, of whatever that may happen or whatever that happened on the day. Now, you're just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I am Pastor John Mamawolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. We start this show at exactly 1800 until 2100 CAT, which is Central African Time. Now, you can interact with us on the following number, 083-289-4658. Internationally, you can say +27 0083 289 4658. Or you, with the very same number, you can use the very same number to call us. You can use the very same number to SMS us. Or what you can do is you can say radio@bythegrace.org. Let me repeat. You can say radio@bythegrace.org, or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org, or you can go to on our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. There's a chat box saying we are online. Then you can chat to us. Or what you can do is you can go to Skype. You say BTGM Radio. Skype BTGM Radio. And then you can interact with us. Now, tonight we are going to talk about, under the title that say, Life is a Journey. Now, what we are doing is, because we are meditating, in other words, it's now is time where we tick. That's where we rate ourselves. That's where we are reading ourselves, if whatever that we have done, are we satisfied with it? If we are not satisfied with it, after the show, that is where you will be able to check if, how are you gonna correct it. Now, We are going to talk about the title that say that your life is a journey. Now we are going to talk about life. Your life is a journey. Now, each and every one who is, if somebody is born, immediately when you reach the earth, what's happening is, in other words, you are starting a journey. What is happening is you are starting a journey. Now, let me just do this. We will come back. Just enjoy the song that has been playing, and then we will come back and continue. It's going to be awesome, and it is already awesome. So let's just go to a break. Then when we come back, we'll continue.
Time to meditate. Take
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus soon.
Human rain is falling down. Human rain is falling. Healing rain is falling down. 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 I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Healing rain is falling down. Faith is rising.
Saying healing rain is falling down. I'm not afraid. Healing rain is falling down. I'm not afraid. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. I told you that tonight we're going to talk about life is a journey. The name of this show, it is called Time to Meditate. Now, what we do is we are a reflecting of what we have done in the morning from 6 o'clock or from 5, because when it's a morning, we are waking up on a different time. Some they wake up at 4, some they wake up at 3 in the morning, some they wake up at 5, some they wake up at 6, some we wake up at 7, which we having a one mind of saying we are going to work. Those who are not working, they say today I'm going to submit my CV to different companies. Those who are working, they say today I'm going to work. Now, what we are doing now this evening, as we are meditating, reflecting of whatever that we have achieved, of whatever that we did not achieve during the day. Because I know that because today it's Monday, some people on this day, for them it's very tough for them to work. Some people it's tough for them to produce the productivity or to have productivity, because of the body is tired from the weekend. The body is tired from whatever that was happening during the weekend. Now that's why I'm saying to you that that is a time where we are reflecting, we look back of whatever that we have done. Now it's like when somebody woke up in the morning, you are writing. Immediately when you woke up in the morning, I want to tell you that I want to remind you that you are writing. In other words, you have been writing. You have been writing from in the morning until now. Now is the time where we are assessing ourselves. Is a time where we look back and see if I'm happy with whatever that I have accumulated, or whatever that I have done. That is what we are doing. Now that's why I told you that tonight we are just going to talk about under this, that is saying your life, it's a journey. Your life, it's a journey. My life, it's a journey. Now, on this journey of life, it's up to you, how are you going through the journey. That depends on you. It is not depending on someone. It does not depend on my sibling. It just depending on me. How do I want to travel this journey? How do I want to travel this journey? Because there are different journeys that people are traveling to. For example, I can say that as it was a weekend, many people, I believe, that they have traveled to different places. As it was weekend, some people on Friday, they decided to travel to go to maybe Cape Town, Durban, Limpopo, wherever that they were going. Now, when you start the journey, there are things that you do. You don't just start the journey before you prepare the journey. When they say to you that tomorrow you are going to Cape Town or Durban or wherever that you are going to another destination, what you do is you start by preparing. In other words, they give you time to prepare. They give you time to prepare. Some people, what they do is before that they first do the research about the place where they're going. They first do the research in terms of checking, understanding the country where they're going. The person will say, okay, what I'm gonna do is before I go, I must make sure that I have things that I'm gonna need on the road. Because the person knows that I'm traveling to a country or to a place that I don't know. Even if it's a country that you know, that you went once, but still when you are going there again, what you're gonna do is you will make sure that you prepared, you will make sure that you arrange everything in a way that it will, you arrange everything in a way that you will be able to arrive where you're going. That's why I'm saying to you that tonight what we're gonna do is we're talking about life. It's a journey. Life, it's a journey. Now, what I can tell you is, when you travel through the journey, there are things that you do and there are things that you go to a doctor so that they can give you the medication, what they call, for the, how can I say it, for the malaria, so that you will not catch the malaria where you're going. Now, that's why I'm saying, before a person goes for a journey, you do the preparation first. As I told you that our life is a journey. Your life is a journey. Now, let me just remind you that the time is exactly 6:30. The time is exactly 6:30, and which is CAT Central Time, and it is pouring here. It is pouring. It is raining. It is raining here in South Africa, in Gauteng. Now we thank God for that. We appreciate it. We thank God for the rain, because we have been praying. We have been asking God for the rain. Some people, they were saying it is hot. We can't work when it's hot. But now what I can tell you is God has just remembered us with the rain this afternoon. And we really thank God for that. We really thank the Almighty for that. Now, what I can tell you is we are by the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, you are with me, John Mamabulo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. Now, as I told you that we're talking about under the topic that saying your life is a journey. I was giving you an example that before a person can travel to a place, you first inquire about the place. You first inquire about the place. And what you do is there are precautions that you need to take care of before you can travel. Because you can't just travel if you don't know the place. Because otherwise, if you just travel without checking where you're going, without doing the preparation for the place, you're gonna somehow have some problem. You're gonna somehow experience some problem if you don't prepare where you are going. Now, our scripture reading, we are going to read in the book of 1 Peter. That's where we are going to read. 1 Peter chapter number 1. Now, what we do is, we will start from verse number 17. saying that your life is a journey and you must travel with a deep consciousness of God. Now, when you travel to your journey, as I told you, that you first prepare where you are going. Some people, when they go somewhere, they first check, they want to understand how is the culture where they're going, they want to understand how is that place, they want to understand the time, the difference between the time of their country and the time of where they are going. If it's in the same country, or maybe let's say in the same country, what the person does first, he just inquire about checking about the weather, where he's going, the places where he's gonna visit, the places where they are nice. That is why I'm saying you do those precautions before you can travel. Let me just remind you again that you're just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. And I am Pastor John Mamavulu, doing a daily show that is called Time to Meditate. It started exactly at 1800 CAT time, which is Central African time, to 2100 CAT Central time. Now, the time when I look at my watch, it tells me that the time is exactly 6:34, which is 6:34 CAT Central time, African time. And it is pouring very, 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 very heavy. Those who are driving now going to work, those who are driving coming to work, I want to tell you that drive safely, don't rush. If you see that you don't see where you're going, it is better to get a place to stop, because I know that sometimes when it's raining, when you drive, when you don't see where you're going, you will end up being bumping another car, you will be end up being causing an accident, because not knowing where you are going, because you don't see where you are going because of the rain. Now just observe. If you see that you can't drive, you can just stop until you wait for it to cool down, then you can continue with the journey. Those who are already at home, arrived home, I want to say to you that relax, get a cup of coffee, drink the coffee, and continue listening to us tonight as we're talking about life is a journey. Life is a journey. When you go somewhere, as you start a journey, you first prepare these things. You don't just start, you first prepare and see what is going to happen, what I'm going to need, what is required of me. Now, that's what we will be talking about in general, as we'll be talking about our life. That our life and your life is a journey. Now, what I want to do is, I just want to go to a break to grab some coffee. As I told you that you must also grab some coffee, I'm going to grab the coffee, then I come back, then we continue with our show that is called Time to Meditate. Time to Meditate. And I believe that God is going to help us. God will continue to help us. So now, let me just do this as I'm grabbing a coffee. I just want to play the song by Tim Godfrey. That's a song by Tim Godfrey featuring Trevin Green, saying Nara. Just enjoy the song as I'm preparing myself for a coffee.
Oh, kelem jirga.
You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Kale kelemo. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still won't be enough. Kale kelemo. Chukuna kwa marele. When you heal, you heal completely. Kale kelemo. Chukuma wongo.
What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. What shall I render to Jehovah? Nara nara e nari kele nari kele mo. Nara nara e nari kele nari kele mo.
So we lift you up, Jesus.
Lift you up, Jesus.
Glorify your name.
Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Yeah. If I have 10,000 tongues, still won't be enough, Jesus.
When you hear completely.
What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me.
What shall I render to Jehovah? That is a Tim Godfrey featuring Craven Green. What shall I render to Jehovah? You have done so much. You have done a lot of things. Now, I told you that you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I have managed to get some coffee. As I promised you that I will get a coffee. Now I got some coffee. Then I hope that you've also got a coffee. Then we continue. You're just listening to the show that is called Time to Meditate with I Myself, John Mamawolo. The time is exactly 6:42 CAT, Central African Time. You can interact with me tonight. What a beautiful Monday. I know that some other people, they had headache. Maybe the whole day you were drinking Panados to remove the headache. Because of some people yesterday, some of them, they drank the whole night, the whole day and the whole night, forgetting that the Monday comes. That is why people, they end up being saying that Monday is a blue Monday, because of whatever that we were doing during the weekend. Some the whole weekend from Friday, they went wherever they're going. They only came back on Sunday. And when they come back, they no longer have money. They no longer have anything. Now it's tough. Now, what I want to say to you, what I want to say is, as you listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. As I told you that it was raining, now it seems that it's dropping. As I told you that if you were on the road driving, stop and wait for it to drop and then you drive. Now I say to you that drive, but be cautious as you drive. I have this thing of saying you mustn't just check. Don't rush. Believe in me, you will reach home. Because many times every time we are losing people that we love because of the accident. When you find out, you will hear that somebody was driving on a high speed. Now, that's why I'm saying to you that relax. Believe in me, you will reach where you're going. I know on the road sometimes we are saying that my car is powerful than yours. We're doing what we call, we are racist. We do race. Race, we race. I race with you with the car. And then it end up being making somebody to lose life or to cause the death of other people. Now what I'm saying to you is just drive safely and don't rush. Believe in me, you will reach where you're going. Now I know that immediately when it was 5 o'clock you said ish, meaning you were saying that that day has passed. That terrible day has passed. There are those people who are saying that terrible day is past. You are saying that day was what I can say. It was a terrible to you. This day was terrible to you because of whatever that you have experienced. And some people, they wish that today it was not Monday. They wish that it was already Tuesday. But what I normally tell people, it doesn't matter. Even if Monday won't be there, but still you will be tired. Okay? Now we're talking about life. As I told you that when you travel, you do what we call the preparation. You prepare for the journey that you're going. You do the precaution of the journey. Because sometimes if you can just start driving or start going to the journey without doing the preparation, other way you're going to start there, other way you're going to experience the problem. It's very important to research where you're going. It's very important to familiarize yourself with the place where you're going. You make sure that you familiarize yourself with the place that you are going. Okay? That's very, 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 very important. Because if you don't do just, you just decide to batch in somewhere, then you're going to have a problem. You're going to say, "Ish, this day was not good for me." Can't you forgetting that, you did not prepare the what do you call it? The journey in a correct way. You just started saying, "No, I'm gonna just make it. I'm going."
And whereas you forgot to prepare where you're going in time. Okay. Now, what we're gonna do is as we continue to meditate, and I believe I know that Heavenly Father, it's gonna help us, or whatever that we are going to talk about. It will be awesome. It will be grace. It will be great. Yeah, let's see that. It will be great. It will be well. And we're continuing. Just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. Alright. So what we gonna do? What we gonna do here? I'm gonna give you the scripture, as I already gave you. The scripture is in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter number 1. As we're talking about life. Let me just read. 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse 17. I know and I believe that as we continue, you will be able to understand where we're going. You'll be able to understand where we're going, and God will help us, because He's always able to help us. He won't leave us. The song that is playing in the background, it's saying, "My life is in your hand." Remember, as we're talking about that, your life is a journey. Now, if you say, "Lord, my life is in your hand," you're not gonna have a problem. You will be able to go wherever you are going. You will reach the place where you're going safe and cool. Because as I was telling you that if we don't prepare the journey, it's going to be a problem. Sometimes if you are using your own car, it's very important to find out where you're going, how many kilometers it's going to take you to reach there, how many hours and how many kilometers drive to where you're going. Because if you can just start without doing those, believe in me, you're going to stuck on the way. Then you're going to have a problem. You're going to start calling people that somehow I have stuck. I'm stuck. I no longer have money to continue with my journey. It is very important to make sure that when you go somewhere, when you travel somewhere, you do what we call the preparation. Okay, let me just read. 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 70. Let's see. You call out to God for help. 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse 17. It says, you call out to God for help, and He helps. He is a good father that way. But don't forget, He is also a responsible father and won't let you get by with sloppy living. Your life is a journey. You must travel with a deep conscience of God. Alright, I'm going to repeat it. It's saying, you call out to God for help and He helps. He's a good father that way. But don't forget, He is also a responsible father and won't let you get by with floppy living. Okay? With floppy living. Your life is a journey. You must travel with a deep consciousness of God. That is what it talks about. That you call out for God, to God for help. And he helps because he's a good father. And you mustn't forget that he's a responsible father. There's no other way. Doesn't matter where you are, when you call him, he's able to hear you. He's able to listen to you. He's able to answer you. Because he's a responsible father. And he knows what you need. And he knows what is that you're gonna need. Because he's always ready to hear you. He's always ready to help you. He's always ready to guide you. Because he's a responsible father. How many men that you know that they left their wives, they left their children, because they are not a responsible father? A responsible father will always make sure that the children or whoever who you are taking care is being taken care. Now, a responsible father will make sure that where there is no food, he makes sure that he must provide. Where there is a shortage, he must make sure that he provides. Now, that is how God is. He is a responsible father. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. I know maybe as I speak now, they have dumped you. Like somebody that you thought that you're gonna enjoy life together. By in terms of getting married to the person. In terms of allowing the proposal. Now somehow that person has told you that I can't do it anymore. Maybe you were staying with your wife, happily married, but now today she told you that I can't do that anymore. Maybe you were staying with your husband. Your husband decided to tell you that I can't do that anymore. But what I want to tell you is, because God is a responsible father, whenever or whatever that you can call him, when whatever that you want to ask him, because he's a responsible father, he's able to hear you. He's able to listen to you when you call to him. When you shout to him, he's able to hear and listen to you. Because he's God, he's a responsible God. You are still listening to, by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You're just listening to the show that is called Time to Meditate with I Myself, John Mamawolo. You can interact with me tonight in the studio on the number +27833294658 if you are international. If you're South Africa, you just see 0832894658. You can use the very same number to WhatsApp us. You can use the very same number to even to call us. You can use the very same number to SMS us. You can use radio@bythegrace.org, meaning you can send us an SMS. I mean, you can send us email there on radio@bythegrace.org. Or what you can do is you can just dial into our page. You see www.bythegrace.org. Okay, you say www.radio.bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then what you do is, when you are there, you go to, on the right hand side of the keyboard, you will see it written there that we are online. So what it's gonna require is gonna require you to put your email address and your name. Then you start chatting to me with whatever that you wanna know, with whatever that you wanna understand. Or you can send us email straight away at radio@bythegrace.org. That is how it's happening. Now, As I was telling you that life is a journey. It's not like life is a journey. The moment when you were born, like I was born in 1982, the moment where I was born, when I came to this earth, I remember they told me that it was a 14 August 1982 where I came. Now immediately when I came, I started a journey. I started a journey. As you start a journey, there are things that will happen. There are things that will happen as you have started a journey. Remember, it is not an easy journey. It's not an easy road, because they are ups and down as you continue running on the journey. Now, I'm going to repeat the scripture that I gave you that we read. It read as follows. You call out to God for help and He helps. You call out for God for help and He helps. He is a good father that way. Meaning, when you call out for help, He is helping you because He is a good father. Continue saying, but don't forget He is also a responsible father and won't let you get by with sloppy living. Your life is a journey. You must travel with a deep conscience of God. As your life is a journey, you need somebody to help you to achieve or to arrive to the destination. Okay. Now, on many occasions, wherever I go, because I'm not good in the street name, I'm not good in a place where I'm going, I always use the navigator. Now, in our life as well, we need to allow God to be our navigator, because our life is a journey. Our life is a journey. And we continue to travel. As we travel, there are some challenges that we come across. As we continue to travel, there are things which are happening on the road. As we travel, there are things which are happening. Maybe it may be at work where you're working. Something happened on your life. Something happened in whatever that you wanted to do. But I want to say to you this afternoon, this evening, that your life is a journey. Now you need to allow God to be your navigator. You need to allow God to drive your life. Because alone is going to be a problem. How many people you know that they have killed themselves because they were driving life alone without Jesus? Like for example, this afternoon when I was at work, my colleague that I'm working, he said to me that another man killed himself last night, yesterday. Killed, but he hanged himself. You know why? As you travel on the journey, there are some potholes that we come across as we travel. There are some gravel roads as we travel. Now, if you are not observing, you're gonna cause an serious accident there. You're gonna cause a serious confusion there. But it is very, 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 very important to ask God to be the navigator of your life. It's very important to ask God to be the one who's gonna help you to arrive at your destiny. To arrive at your destination. Alright. So now, it's telling us that He won't let you get by with sloppy living. If you allow Him as a navigator, There's no other way that you will go to a route that it will not make you to arrive where you're going. If you allow him as the one who's driving your life, you will reach your destination. Because there's a verse that I want to read. It talks about in the book of Proverbs. It's saying that there are roads that when you look into those roads, you think that they are good enough. But those roads at the end, they lead to death. Like as you travel on the journey, I don't know which road are you taking. I don't know which road have you taken. But what I want to tell you is your life is a journey. Your life is a journey. Who is the driver of your life? Who is the driver of your life? Because some other people, the devil is driving their life. Sangoma is driving their life. But I want to ask you this. Who is the driver of your life? Who is the driver of your life? Let's just do this.
Time to meditate. Jeremiah 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Judgment Show.
Oh,
What was Ada saying? Only you, Jesus. Only you, Jesus. Remember, I told you that your life is a journey. Your life is a journey. Now, it depend on you. How do you travel this journey? Life is a journey. When you read in a book of Proverbs, it's saying that there are roads. When you look into it, you think that is good, but at the end, it lead to death. It lead to death. It lead to death. At the end, it lead to death. Like when you look into that road, you may think with your eyes that the road that I'm traveling is good, but only to find out that that road, it will lead you to death. Your life is a journey. Your life is a journey. As you busy traveling to this journey, as I told you that there are some stumbling block, there are some potholes. We hit potholes. As you drive, you find that there are potholes. And those potholes, sometimes they damage the tire of your car. That's why I tell you that you must be precaution when you travel. Now, who is the driver of your life? Who is the driver of your life? Now, let's just come to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26. I want to show you. Remember, we're still talking about life is a journey. Life is a journey. I don't know how many potholes have you hit in your road as you continue to travel. Some people, they hit the road and then they hit the pothole. After that, they started to say, no, but you know what? It's better I quit. It's better I kill myself, because you hit a pothole. Many people, they have hit a pothole. Right. Proverbs chapter 14, it said, watch your step and the road will stretch out smooth before you. That is Proverbs 4, verse 26. Remember, I told you that we're talking about life is a journey. Now, it's saying, plan carefully what you do, and whatever you do will turn out right. Watch your step. Watch the step as you're traveling on the road. You should consider the path of your feet, and all your ways are established. Life is a journey. I'm not sure how many potholes have you hit. I'm not sure, but you can tell me how many potholes have you hit. How many potholes have you hit? I mean, you have traveled to the gravel road not knowing that there's a gravel road. But you did that, and somehow you got a puncture. But I wanna tell you that as your life is a journey, who is in charge of that journey? Now listen to Psalm 119 verse 29. He said, bear beside the road that goes nowhere, grace me with a clear revelation. That's what it says. It's saying that, remove from me the way of lying and grant me thy law. Remove the way that it's not good for me. Remove the way of lying and grant me the law graciously. In other words, you can say tonight that, Lord, remove this road that I'm traveling, that is not good for me. Now, you need to allow God to be the driver of your life. You need to allow Him to control your life. Because on many occasions we do things and saying that is fine with me, but I'm not going to reach where I'm going. Now, when you read Ecclesiastes 10:3, it said, "Fools on the road have no sense of direction. The way they talk, tell the story, there goes the fool again." Fool on the road have no sense of direction. Now, remember, as we are traveling on a journey, we are traveling on the road, as our life is a journey. I don't know that the road that are you traveling with. Are you happy with that road? Are you happy with that road, that the road that I'm traveling, I'm satisfied with it? Because in the book of Proverbs, it tells us that a road that looks good, but at the end, you end up being dead. Meaning, I know that maybe you are traveling the road that when you look into it, you said, this road is very good. But can't you don't know that this road, it will lead you to death? How many people, even your friends, you know, that they died because they were traveling on that road, and according to them, they were thinking that road it's a good road. And nobody was able to tell them that when they were telling them that this road that you are traveling with is not good, they were sometimes maybe fighting and saying that, "When are you jealous me? When are you jealous me? How can you say that?" There are lots of people that we know. They took a wrong road. Even now, we're busy telling some other people that watch out for the road that you're about to take. Watch out. But still, people, they won't listen to you. And they end up being falling in a wrong route because of a lot of things. Because of whatever that they did, because they decided to take that route that is not leading anywhere. Now, enjoy the song that "Take Me to Places, Myself in Thee." Just enjoy the song. Then when we come back, we'll continue. It's by Elijah Oyelende. "Show Us Your Glory." Enjoy the song. Myself in Thee, You are my shield, You are my covering, You are my stability, my foundation, You are my shield, You are my covering, You are my stability.
let me hide myself in thee. Rock of ages, let go.
Take me to a places, drive me to a places, as my life is a journey. Drive me to a places, as my life is a journey. Your life is a journey. It depends on you. How are you driving? It depends on you as you continue on the journey. Because some people, as they're driving on the journey, they are not, in other words, they are careless. Okay? They are careless. They are careless. Now we're talking about that our life is a journey. Now it tells us that you need to allow God to be the driver of the journey, so that you can reach where you're going. Some other people, as we're driving on the road, we end up being hitting the barriers on the road. I mean, as we're reflecting now, just look back at your life. You will see that you touch him about, you there are people that if they tell you about their life, you will see that they it was tough. Things were not well in their life. Things were not the way they were supposed to do, to be. But they have continued. Some of them, after they fall down, what they did is they woke up, they make sure or they prepare again for the journey. It's like, you know, I want to give you an example. When we run a day for marathon, what is currently happening is you run. And sometimes as you run, you end up being a fan that you fall down. But when you fall down, you don't sit. You stand up and you prepare running. Because you want to finish the race that you're running. Now, as the life is a journey, the precautions that you need to look at so that you can reach where you're going, so that you can travel the journey with a deep conscience of God. You can't just decide to go to take the journey if you are not prepared to sacrifice. When I'm talking sacrifice, if you are not prepared to make sure that there are things that you mustn't do as you take the journey. You know, when we run, they tell you that before you run, you mustn't do this and this and this and this. Because when you do this, you're going to have a problem. Now, for me to be able to finish the race, I must make sure that I abide by whatever that they told me. I must make sure that I am abided by whatever that they said. Because if I'm not doing that, I'm going to somehow experienced a problem. I'm going to somehow experience what we call not arriving to where I'm going in time. No, not arriving to a finishing line in time. Because I did not take the precautions that they said. I mean, there are some rules that they tell you that this race we're going to do like this. That's what they say. And I must make sure that I follow whatever that they say in order for me to reach where I want to reach, in order for me to finish the race. There are two occasions where I finished, but I did not get the medal. I did not get the medal, but I finished. So that's why I'm saying, as we run the race, as your life is a journey, there are things that you need to take precaution of. And what I want to tell you is, you need to allow God to help you. You need to allow God to guide you, so that you can reach where you're going in time. So that you can reach that destiny, you can reach where you're going on a health mind. Because otherwise, what's going to happen? It's if you don't have precautions, it's going to be a problem. When you reach where you're going, you're going to have a problem, because maybe you will reach where you are supposed to reach with some injuries, because you did not take your precautions in the road. There are people who they are not arriving where they're going because they're not taking precautions on the road. There are those people that they're not taking precautions on the road. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for the soul. Whatever that it takes for the soul. Now, what I want to tell you is, you're listening to me on the show that is called Time to Meditate. Time to Meditate. That is what we are talking about. Now, what I'm gonna do, we're gonna close our show, and I believe that God will continue to help you. God will continue to be with you. The time is exactly 7:30. Then we will continue tomorrow and enjoy your evening. Enjoy until we meet tomorrow. It was a lovely show. I thank you and stay blessed.